They make it their business to mind your business.
California chefs and bartenders are annoyed about a new law that forces them to use single-use gloves or utensils when handling food like sushi and fresh fruit.
If they get a smoker who would have quit smoking to continue smoking, that's a bad thing.
And Chicago banned vaping in public. A new law treats e-cigs like regular cigarettes. So lawmakers figure they'll improve public health by making it harder for smokers to quit smoking?
And if they re-glamorize the act of smoking, that's a bad thing.
Maybe an O'Doul's crackdown is coming next. But hey, big thanks to Tenafly New Jersey viewer Daniel Guglielmo, who found the nanny of the month in his own town.
It kind of felt like the Grinch was knocking at my front door.
The Alvator family says they checked with the police and fire department, then headed out with some neighbors to spread holiday cheer by lining their street with decorative luminaries.
Neighbors from all different backgrounds sent their children out to help.
Then later on Christmas Eve, someone arrived at the Alvator's home. No, it wasn't Santa. It was Mayor Peter Rustin at the front door, telling them to take down the lights. Turns out one neighbor was offended.
It had nothing to do with religion for us. It's a tradition of bringing people in our neighborhood closer together.
Alvator ended up taking down the lights, and the mayor ended up apologizing after receiving a bunch of angry emails.
It was unfortunate that this incident took place on Christmas Eve.
Follow Nanny the Month on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and click here to watch another episode.